The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus spoke to his disciples. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said these things to you, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asked me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you that the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is a festival of God, the festival of the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. It's Pentecost, the traditional Jewish early harvest festival, when we as Christians celebrate the great harvest of the gift of God's Spirit to his people. We heard in our first reading from Acts about God's gift on the first Pentecost, and we now plead for that same creative Spirit to be given to us in our generation on the church's birthday. A birthday that has been celebrated since the second century. And we've already prayed that God will ignite the fire of his love within us. The Anglican Bishop Lonsdale Andrews described the Christmas experience as God with us, Emmanuel. But he went on to describe Pentecost as the feast of God in us. It is the Spirit of God which brings Christ alive in us, enabling us to follow in his footsteps and reflect his self-giving love, his faithful trust, his eternal hope. Our Jewish friends still celebrate Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks, Shavuot, on this day, and mark the end of the spring harvest as well as the renewal of the covenant with God. And from our point of view, this is the birthday of the church and the beginning of the new covenant, which is associated with new life for a new, inclusive people of God, replacing the exclusive covenants of Israel in the Old Testament. And our gospel characterizes the birthday gift from God, the gift of the Holy Spirit. John writes about the Spirit of truth, who reveals the love of God, expressed through the life and death of Jesus. He will lead us into all truth about ourselves and the universe around us. And this same Holy Spirit is also described as our advocate, the person who will stand up for us before God. It's a time to pray that God will stand up for us in all the ups and downs of life. For example, that the leaders of our congregation, the PCC, will be given this advocacy gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit, as we seek a new vicar and new directions in our corporate life. But this prayer is a prayer not just for individuals, but for the whole church, for the healthy or the healed church which proclaims salvation or healing. We need the Holy Spirit to stand by the church, to heal it, and to stir up God's love within and outside the church, just as we were reminded yesterday in the sermon at the royal wedding. But what will be the result of all this prayer? We need to have some notion as to what our prayers are about, and the kind of church we might be looking for. We need to trust God and be surprised at the outcomes. The PCC will be meeting this week to tackle the writing of our parish profile, section 11. How we see ourselves and the kind of vicar we might need, particularly in the light of the post-its that you filled in earlier. They will then go on to meet the Archdeacon next month to take this further, a Section 12 meeting, and then possibly advertise the post of vicar in July before interviews in early September. But I want to suggest to you that the truly Pentecostal church, as outlined in Acts, and that is what we claim to be, is a waiting, a listening, and a watching church. We shall be reflecting on this a little later with our Pentecost commissioning towards the end of the service, praying that we may grow together in love and share with and minister to those in need, as well as praying for each other as we go on our way carrying Christ's light into the world's dark places. And how are we then to describe the church? We are to be a waiting church. The disciples didn't just hang around in an aimless waiting room after the resurrection. They were continually in the temple praising God, as Luke tells us. They were waiting with expectation of the activity of God. Do you really expect God to act in your lives? That is part of the test of a true disciple. How will he act in your lives when you leave this place? We have to wait and see. But we wait with expectation that he will act, if we have trust and faith, however small and weak. We wait with expectation for a new vicar. And secondly, we are to be a listening church. We are often told that we're not very good at listening to people. Our task is in active, not passive, listening to what God is doing in the world and also in his church. This is a continual movement of the Holy Spirit blowing through the life of the world and of his church. Our task is to catch up with God's activity. We have to be alert, like any good host or hostess, to what people are trying to express, and then to engage with them. The Apostle Paul always listened to the world in which he was set and tried to speak a language that would be understood by his hearers. We have to listen to what a new vicar might lead us to. And thirdly, we are to be a watching church. Our task is to look with the eyes of faith, watching for God's activity, the creative spirit working in other people's lives and in our own. And part of our watching and looking is to be positive, and instead of being critical of others, use those critical faculties to see what God is doing in any given situation. He's always creative through his Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. As we actively watch, we may discover, like those first disciples, that God's Spirit may be prompting us to something entirely new. As we watch, we need to become a church with attitude, the attitude of positive openness to God's creativity. Pray that we may find a vicar who is sensitive to God's activity. So we have it, an actively waiting, listening, and watching church. This is what we're about. We may find ourselves feeling our lives are disordered and hopeless, but Pentecost celebrates the fact that God can and does recreate, breathe new life into us. It is that possibility that we celebrate today. It's easy to see why early Christians, having had a little experience of that renewed life and vigor, prayed that God would continue giving them life over the whole of the Pentecost season of celebration. We, in our turn, must pray for that same fire of love to transform and recreate our world wherever we are in it. It is not the spirit of the age we celebrate today. It's not the spirit of things which count. It's the spirit of God that we pray to be ignited in us. May we dare, yes, it's a word that's used later in our liturgy, to be open to the possibilities of God acting in and through us in the power of his Spirit. May we care for each other and for those whom God brings across our path, with God's Holy Spirit at our side, prompting and guiding us to be attentive to his continuing creativity in our world. We have great expectations. God has even greater expectations as he stirs and inspires our lives. To him be glory, as is his due, now and forever. Amen.